Saturday is election day for cities and school districts across North Texas. One of the hottest races is in West Dallas, the focus of our current One Crisis Away series on affordable housing called No Place to Go. In Council District 6, incumbent Monica Alonso faces five challengers. In West Dallas, the housing issue is the issue in the city council race. About 300 families face a June 3rd deadline to move out of the aging houses they rent in West Dallas. Their landlord, HMK Limited, says stricter city housing codes make repairs too costly. It was exactly this issue that motivated Gil Cerda to run.
I really got anxious to run due to the fact what was happening with the gentrification going through in West Dallas, and I felt that the city, number one, didn't take the residents into account, and we're just really focusing on the development side of the issue.
Cerda is a retired Dallas police officer. He's worried about those renters who've been on the financial edge for decades.
What are we going to do with all these folks? Because many of them, you got the elderly there, you got veterans there, you got many families with children that were still in school and are still in school. And no thought process was ever developed to how do you move all these folks out gently without causing pain and suffering for them.
Cerda thinks the city should provide financial aid to families who have to move. Omar Narvaez is also running for District 6. He's a trustee for Dallas County Schools. He said he's in the race because community members told him they weren't being heard.
They felt that they've been underrepresented at City Hall, and they were ready for somebody who would actually listen to their concerns and champion those concerns at City Hall. And they saw that through my record of leadership, that they wanted that kind of proven track record to be the person to lead them and represent them at City Hall.
Narvaez argues that the incumbent, Mayor Pro Tem Monica Alonso, who's running for her fourth term, hasn't done enough for this part of Dallas.
And when it comes to just with the housing crisis, this is your district and you're silent. You haven't said a word, and the best that has come up with, and this wasn't even from the mayor pro tem, this was from the mayor's office and from a task force that she put together, was that, oh, we're gonna have a survey to find out what these folks need. I could have told you without having to do a survey, they need a place to live. I think it's the city's job to have done more.
This survey Narvaez is referring to was conducted by Catholic Charities to find out the needs of the HMK tenants. Alonso says she has been working on housing in West Dallas. She disagrees with the critiques from her challengers.
It is incorrect. We've been working with not only the tenants, we've been working with the attorneys, we've been working with the mayor's office, and getting not only to discuss with the owner as we are responding to the tenant's request. The most important tenant's request is we want to stay there. We want to stay in West Dallas.
Alonso, who's been on council since 2011, says she's the right person to fix the housing problem in District 6.
It's not just experience. It's experience, it's leadership, it's getting along, being able to be a consensus builder, the experience that I have with the colleagues today, to be able to move the items forward.
There are three other candidates in this race. Tony Carrillo, a landlord and auto parts store owner, Alex Dickey, an Irving High School teacher, and Linus Spiller, human resources assistant. And no matter who wins the city council race on Saturday, the lack of affordable housing is one certainty in a changing West Dallas. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, KERA News.